This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City's Jack Sock saw his tennis career peak in 2017 with a world top 10 ranking in singles. Last year, however, Sock's success was in doubles. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, Sock is at a crossroads. Should he pair up or stay solo?
Jack Sock lifted a trophy last year at two of the most prestigious venues in tennis, Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. He teamed up with Mike Bryan to win in doubles, filling in for Bryan's twin brother, who was recovering from hip surgery. Then, Bryan and Sock capped the year with a victory at November's ATP Championships.
But it is Mike Bryan and Jack Sock who reign supreme in London.
Sock earned more than $1.3 million in doubles last year, but in singles, Sock's season was a nightmare with a record of 9-22. Despite his doubles success, Sock says he's determined to return to his top 10 form in singles. Return because he's just coming back from a six-month layoff after having surgery on his right thumb.
Yeah, I wasn't the happiest of guys on the tennis court, but I was doing well, obviously, in doubles and now that I've been able to refresh mentally, physically, everything, I'm very excited to be back out playing singles.
Sock's discontent last year strikes a chord with Diego Gutierrez. He's a former pro soccer player who had a stint in Kansas City when Sporting was the Wizards. Now a business school professor at Rockhurst University, Gutierrez is trying to steer students in the right direction.
In the locker room, I even had teammates who were performing at a major league level who hated their job.
Gutierrez advises students to take a self-inventory of what they like and what they're good at. But
you can take formal training, you can take your talents and try to maximize them. But the reality is that a lot of people end up doing jobs that they don't necessarily like.
It's not that Sock has an issue with doubles. He just doesn't want to turn to it to make a living. Sock was quoted in the New York Times in January saying, "If I'm not relevant in singles and my only choice is to play doubles, I'd probably stop playing tennis." More than 6 months later, after being sidelined from the game, Sock says he stands by that assertion.
I love playing doubles. I love playing with my friends and all that. And I love when it fits into my single schedule. But I really can't foresee myself, being in my 30s and traveling just to play doubles.
Sock's former doubles partner, Mike Bryan, saw that quote too.
I mean, I don't love reading those quotes, but I still love the guy.
The Bryan twins are arguably the greatest men's doubles team of all time, but they're 41 years old. Soon, another American doubles team will grab the baton, and Mike Bryan thinks Sock has the qualities for that next dominant pairing. But Bryan concedes that Sock still has a shot at doing even bigger things in singles.
He's got the skills, the talent, and I think he should be I think he can win a Grand Slam in singles too. He has that much ability. No one's got as much pop on the forehand, as much revolutions, he's one of the quickest guys I've seen. He's quicker than Nadal, Djokovic, all these guys.
Sock lost his singles match in the first round of the Atlanta Open, but Sock and his current doubles partner, Jackson Withrow, reached the tournament semifinals. Withrow, 26, is long past facing the fact that he wasn't going anywhere as a pro singles player, and he has no hang-ups about competing full-time in doubles.
I just kind of made myself be a little bit more aware, and I like the team aspect.
On the pro tour, Sock, also 26, has captured 4 singles titles and 14 doubles titles. One could speculate about how much he's sacrificing from a monetary standpoint in doubles, but that's a gamble Sock is willing to make. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.